on page Kufnun Gimel, the Rebbe is just explaining at the end of this parak the importance and the great koyach of a Kabbalah. The person accepting upon himself certain hanhagis and hisnagis, Kinodas HaGemara on the bottom of Kuftun Gimel. Kinodas HaGemara. Everybody knows the Gemara, Reish Lakish, Shekoydan Shekivalov, Al Tayra. Kofax Liardin Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knows the Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish, before he accepted upon himself the Al of Tayra. So you know that Reish Lakish, although there's some question of debate about the specifics of his life, but it's clear from the Gemara that at a certain point of his life he was not a Ben Torah at all. He was not learning at all, and the Gemara tells us that in that stage of his life, before he was mekabel upon himself a life of Torah and of learning Torah, kofatz liyardein, he had such strength that he was able to jump across that, from that place of the Yarden, of the Jordan River, he was able to jump to Rabbi Yochanan in a very unusual way. He had such kayach, he had such strength. But Mishakibal of Al Torah, but the moment that he accepted upon himself Al Torah, Toshash Kaycha, the moment that he accepted upon himself a life of learning Torah, then his physical strength was weakened, and he wasn't able to jump back the same way. Why is that? He hadn't yet started the program. He wasn't yet learning. He didn't go to yeshiva. He didn't sit down. He didn't open up a sefer. What did he do? It was just that he was mekabel upon himself, obviously with tremendous, tremendous sincerity, he was mekabel upon himself to sit and learn. And the Kabbalah itself, that Kabbalah, to change from being the greatest athlete of the generation to being a Ben Torah, that Kabbalah itself caused him to lose a great deal of physical energy, or that strength, whatever it was. He didn't learn any Torah that he should become weakened. He was just mekabel upon himself the all of Torah, a life of Torah. It was a Kabbalah. Avlim koyach biyad ish ha-Yisraeli. The Rebbe explains, do you see that a Yid has such kaychas that he's able to be mekadesh with the words of his mouth by saying behemazu hektish, by saying something, he's able to take an animal that's just stam, a piece of a behemoth of this world, a piece of the gashmis of this world that means nothing and has no significance, but with the words of his mouth he's able to change, he's able to cause such a transformation. Didn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't do anything yet, but by designating and accepting that this animal is going to be for the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be is hektish, so then the animal has kedushas aguf. Im koyach biyad isha Yisrael lekadosh gam behema kedushas aguf. That you see that a Jew has the ability to be mekadosh an animal, that the animal should now have kedushas aguf. Uchshaimer bepiv harizu oila. So if the person says with his mouth, this animal is going to be for an oila, for a carbon oila. The Nasa Bisara Atzmaiseha Oira V'chulu Kedoshim, then that animal's flesh and bones and skin, everything is elevated to a level of Kedusha. Ad she is chayev ha'ish ha'paygim v'ubekdushas ha'chas v'shalom karz, to such a degree that if anybody comes along and uses that animal in a way that's against the law at this point, now that it's already hektish and it's already been designated to be a carbon, that if a person comes along and gives his children a ride on the animal or uses the animal in any way, that he's paygim in the kedusha of this animal. And he's chayv, he could be chayv kares. He could be in big trouble. He could be chayv kares. So a minute ago, this animal was just some beast, or some dumb animal, some behemoth that was just draying around and munching on some grass. And the person says, "Arezu oila," and the animal now has kedusha saguf. It's an object of kedusha. And all of it is because a yid said, "Harezu oila." So that if anybody would, at this point, would be moil in this animal, it would be chayav karis. Kegoyin hamala kachem b'chutz, pigel, or again, if it's brought in where it shouldn't be brought, then it's pigel. Otherwise, if you'd want to make a barbecue, there's no problem at all. But now that the animal has a din of hektish and it has kedusha saguf because of his words, so you can get all kinds of trouble. I have all kinds of averus. La'iya kaychay rav, the kaddish befiv gamas atzma kedusha saguf. So if you see that a yid has the ability by saying harizu oila to completely change the nature of a behema from being stam, a nothing, and he's able to transform it into being to having kedusha saguf, so you don't think that a person don't you think that he's able through words regarding himself, things that he says regarding himself, and kabbalas that he makes, and don't you think that he's able to lift himself up also and to cause there to be such a transformation, to draw upon himself kedusha saguf, a holiness? Vulgam koyach haKabbalah hamekadeshes es ish haYisraeli. This is the koyach of a Kabbalah. This is the koyach of a Kabbalah when a person makes a statement of intent to engage in a certain davar kedusha, to change in a certain way, to do something in avodas Hashem, that the koyach of a Kabbalah is mekadeshes es ish haYisraeli, that has the ability to be mekadesh a Jew. Hamakabel al atzmai oila shel Torah, who accepts upon himself the oil of Torah. The kevin shekoyach of shavei shlokish kaidim sheshav b'tshuva hayim in the luchiyus. So then we could understand that when Reish Lakish was mekabel upon himself, when he was mekabel upon himself the Al Torah, so that moment that he was mekabel upon himself Al Torah, then his kadesh gufa, then his physical body was changed. And that strength that he had, that was just the brute energy of a person who was completely invested in the physical world. I'm not going to say, God forbid, like an animal, to say Reish Lakish even before. But that life that beforehand was devoted to the things of this world, it was just a piece of Olam Hazeh. But when Reish Lakish made his Kabbalah, that he was going to accept upon himself a life of Torah. And remember from the Gemara that it wasn't even that the Kabbalah, even though it was a very sincere Kabbalah, But the Kabbalah was not something which was on a madrega that we would say is sol l'shem shemayim, because it was to marry Rabbi Yochanan's sister. Because Rabbi Yochanan, as you recall, Rabbi Yochanan was exceedingly, exceedingly beautiful. And when he said that he has a sister that's like him, and if you learn Torah, chelchel araisa, if you'll put your energy into the learning of Torah, you can marry my sister. So that Kabbalah to learn Torah didn't start with something that was so rochniyistic. You know the Svarim are different. It's different ways to understand that whole parasha. We're talking about very great people. Have to be. I mean, he was a great person before, but when he was makabel upon himself the old Torah, it was able to draw upon his body a kedushas haguf. And that Kedushas HaGuf, to a great degree, nullified the animal kaiches, the pure physical kaiches, that gave him the ability to jump in such a way that regular people not able to do such things. He was just, that's the Rebbe says. Shekibul Atzma Ol HaTorah Hikdish Yis Atzma Kabbalah Zu. He made himself like Hekdish, and Vinis Kadish Gam Gufa, and his entire body was changed by that. The Koicha HaKoidim, that first original Reish Lakish, and that physical Koich that he had, his Toshash, became weakened. Ad Shabapoli, he couldn't do the Olympic jump anymore. Because he was makabel upon himself, all tired. V'sefer HaKadosh Imri Eli Melech. He brings him his father's sefer Imri Eli Melech. The Parshas Ekev. Nefarish Bekodshai, Vahaya Ekiv Tishma, Vahaya Ekiv Tishmon, which says there in Parsha, that in the end, Vahaya Ekiv Tishmon, if you're going to listen. So he says, the Rebbe's father said it's Miloshim Kabbalah. It's a Loshim of a Kabbalah, that if you'd be Makabal to listen to the mitzvahs, that Targum translates, it's commercial matagim, matagim to kablam. So it says, Ekev Tishmon is to kablam. But we see that there could be, the Targum is saying that to hear something, Tishmon is to kablam, is a lashon of a kabbalah. If you makabal upon yourselves, via Ekev Tishmon, Tishmon is to kablam. If you just be makabal upon yourselves, if you'll only be makabel upon yourselves to be makayim these mitzvahs, before a person makes a kabbalah, it seems like it's not within his ability to do something. It feels like you don't have the strength to do something. But when a person, the Imre Lamelech is saying that Vahya Ekev Tishmon, that the Torah is saying that if you would be Makabal to Kabbal, Shekasharak to Kabbal, well, Atzuchem, Lekayim, Mishpatam, Eila, then you'll see Ozu Shmartam, Mesisam, Esam. See, the problem is that you just go about doing the mitzvahs and keeping mitzvahs the way that you go about doing other things in your lives. Like you have to take care of things in your house and shopping and work, which is not, there's no need of Kabbalah. You do what you have to do. So you do what you have to do when it comes to learning and davening and mitzvahs. You do what you have to do, that's good. But the koiches, the Imre Lamelech is saying, the koiches that a Jew gets by the Hayekev Tishmon to Kablan, when he makes a Kabbalah, it's not stam, a psychological gimmick. The person thinks it's a gimmick. So I'm a Kabbalah upon myself, you know, to finish this Masechta. I'm a kabbalah upon myself to daven every morning, but see, whatever it is. But when there's a hey, Ekev Tishmon is to kabbalah, it's not a a psychological thing. It's like that when it comes to the people, stam in the world, to the, you know, a person that he makes on January 1st, he makes, you know, a resolution that he's not going to curse his grandmother anymore, something like that. While he's sober, he's not going to curse his grandmother. So it's a psychological thing that he tries to make a resolution. You know, they have a thing, New Year's resolutions. He makes a resolution that he's going to be a good boy. He doesn't have the koyach to make something, to imbue something with Kedushas HaGuf. Ayid has such a koyach that you see that he could say about the animal, Harezu Oila, and a plain silly animal becomes what? Becomes hektish to such a degree that a person who does something wrong, that he's chayv karis. So the Rebbe is saying that a person, a human being, a yid, has such an ability through the harezu upon himself, to accept upon himself an upgraded life of Yiddishkeit, that it causes a great, great inner transformation. V'ha'yekev tishmun to kablon. That's what the Imam is saying. Then you'll see that you'll be able to do it. That's why in the Musa Svarim, the Indian of a Kabbalah is the Indian of that formal acceptance. Because you can say, well, I have to make a Kabbalah. I'll do my best. I'll do whatever, like I do with everything in life. I'll try to do this, I'll do that. The Indian of a Kabbalah charges the person, gives kaiches that he doesn't normally have. Gives him new kaiches, the Kabbalah. New kaiches. And then that's what the Rebbe, that's what he's saying, the Mila Melach. Azu shmata mesis meisam. For he ekev tishmon to kablam. If you would be mekabel upon yourselves, the Torah misses, you'd see, then you could expect, then you'll see that you'll be able to do them. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ushmartem v'sisam. What does it mean, Ushmartem? So the Rebbe says, Ushmartem is a lashon of Aviv Shomer HaSadova. V'Aviv Shomer HaSadova says by Yaakov, when he heard the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, he said, V'Aviv Shomer HaSadova. The Yisnu Moisai, the brothers were upset. But Va'aviv Shomer HaSadova, and Rashi says there, that Yaakov of Shomer HaSadova, he was waiting to see when it would be fulfilled. But the lashon of Shmir can mean to wait and to see. It's going to be. You'll see that it's going to be. So Yaakov was Shomer HaSadova. So the Rebbe explains via Ekev Tishmon that if the Targum translates to Kabbalah, if your way of being a Jew would be with Kabbalahs, sincere Kabbalahs, via Ekev Tishmon to Kabbalah, Esa Mishpatim Ve'elam, these mitzvahs, then Ushmartem, then you could be filled with the hope and the expectation of Asisa, my son, that you'll be able to do them. But if you just go about your business every time, this and that, to try to do things, so that, okay, Hashem is supposed to help you, should be able to do it, but it's not going to have the same, you're not going to have the same energy. It's tishmon to kablon, then ushmartem, vasisa maiso. V'hu gam inyan kabbalas ha-tayra, lanu b'chol shona m'chag ha-shavuos. And that's the inyan of kabbalas ha-tayra. What do you have to have every year? Shavuos, there's a new kabbalas ha-tayra. Again, and in the yeshivas and the Musa Svarim and so on, that Kabbalah Sotara is not just something that happened a long time ago, but every year, when it comes to the Yontif of Shavuos, there's a big Kabbalah Sotara. There's a big Kabbalah Sotara. What's the meaning of Kabbalah Sotara? B'chol Shana B'chag HaShavuos. That there's really nothing much else that one has to worry about when it comes to Shavuos. You know, you're worried about a piece of cheesecake, or whether you threw a couple of pieces of, you know, some leaves or flowers you got for the house. How are you going to explain to your wife because you stayed up an extra 3 hours that you can't learn for the next 2 weeks? I mean, what do you have to worry about? And what do you have to worry about Shavuos night so much? You know, Shavuos, the Yontif of Shavuos. The whole Yontif of Shavuos is a Kabbalah Sotara. And a person that doesn't have a shaychus to learning, Shavuos is dumb. It's a very funny. It's a very funny yotiv, but it goes very quickly. So you know, even you know, so everybody can sort of manage it because you know, you eat and you go to shul and you go. But what is it? The whole inyan of Shavuos is Kabbalah Torah. So what does it mean? First, you tell it to a person, Kabbalah Torah, he says that my ancestors get it. They received the Torah and has seen it thousands of years ago. What do you want from me? A Kabbalah. A Kabbalah. Because when we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it's the time that the Bereshit Olam gave us the Torah. It doesn't say that we were Mekabel the Torah. It means that Hashem as well gave us the Torah on Shavuos many thousand years, a long time ago. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But in the language of Chazal and in the language of the Svarim, it's always Kabbalah the Torah. So that means that there's a gap. It means that Hashem as well gave us the Torah a long time ago on Har Sinai. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. He gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. Kabbalah the Torah is an ongoing process. So we call it Kabbalah the Torah because we're trying to be Mekabel the Torah that He gave us. He gave us the whole thing. But Kabbalah the Torah is a heart, it's hard. So every year Shavuos is that Rosh Hashanah of Kabbalah the Torah. So every year when it comes to Shavuos, there's the new Kabbalah the Torah. So you could say the person could say, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? I daven, I put on tefillin, I try to learn a little bit Mishnayos, I go to daven. So what do you tell me? A Kabbalah's attire. What do I got to do? There's no Har Sinai over here. There's no thunder and lightning. What do you want? What do you want from me? A Kabbalah's attire. The Teretz is a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah. Something new. A Kabbalah attire. Shabbat Kabbalah atzma miskanshim. The whole Kedusha of Shavuos, the whole Simcha of Shavuos, is that with a new Kabbalah to learn and to keep with a new Kabbalah. And I remember that on Shavuos, since we know that there's from the Svarim HaKadosh that when it comes to Yontif, that all the iris, all of the light and the energy and kaichas of that Yontif appear again in our lives. When it comes to that day of Shavuos, we have that kaich of Kabbalah Satayra. So that when a person's mekabel upon himself, Ol Torah on Shavuos, miskanshim, the kedushas hayom of Shavuos is the result of a person's kabbalas haTorah on Shavuos. V'koyah kedusha zu, nu chalasas gam b'poyah b'chol hashana, and that will affect us and carry us through an entire year. Even, and we could do that throughout the year. Lemaisi says, even though Shavuos, he's saying Shavuos really. Shavuos is the yontif of Kabbalah Satayra, but really, one can be Makabal Torah and different things in Torah the entire year. And the same way that when it comes, let's say, to a carbon, a person has to specify. A person needs to specify what exactly B'chol Kedusha Kedusha Tzarech Ish Lifrei Desa Kedusha Sherech Laham Shechla. What aspect of Kedusha are you trying to draw upon this object upon yourself? Im la'ayla yikadsha, hariz la'ayla. Are you being makadish this for an ayla, hariz la'ayla? Im l'chatas, l'chatas. So, kain gam chutz mikabal aseinu shi yiskadshu sein l'tar l'chlal. It's not enough, the Rebbe says, to make a general Kabbalah, whenever it is, or especially in Shavuos, to make a general Kabbalah, to be makabal the Torah. But tzricha makabal aleinu l'eskadesh gam befrat b'kedushas achasidus. There has to be a specific kedusha, a specific determination and official Kabbalah to also accept upon ourselves kedushas achasidus. When an arishman is a nusach Kabbalah, and I am writing down, this is an extraordinary thing. He says, I'm writing down a nusach of a Kabbalah to help you out. That I know that it's hard for regular, it's hard for people stand to have what exactly is a Kabbalah. So the Rebbe says, I'm giving you a nusach of a Kabbalah that you could use. She Kabbalah chosid es kedusha sal atzmai. So that a person, a chassid, is able to accept upon himself the kedusha of chassidus. Is able to make a Kabbalah of kedushas of chassidus. Va'kabbalah, and if you accept this Kabbalah, then you will see toisiv by kedusha va'ayra. That will add to you kedusha and ayra. Kedusha and light. So look at the nusach of the Kabbalah here. Beitzayin Libi, with the rotzen of my heart, Utshukas Nafshi Ruchi Nishmasi, and with a great longing of my nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Hinani mekabel alai et kedushas v'avodas hachasidus. I accept upon myself the kedusha and the avoda of chasidus. And he's not talking here about changing your wardrobe, you understand? This is not, you know, a trip to Borough Park or to Williamsburg just to get yourself a nice black coat or some kind of a new upturned brim on the hat. Kedushas v'avodas hachasidus. Kedusha, and you see, this is so much more than just being belonging to an officially to a chassidish group. And you know, every Friday night for 15 minutes before you fall asleep to look at a little bit of a kedusha slavia and Naim HaMelech. Or to stand half asleep at some rabbi's tish, you know, swaying to some niggun that you've heard 10,000 times. Is lekabel mekabelized kedushas v'avodas hachasidus. Kedesha esk. I mean, the rabbi was looking for a complete and total renewal of his chachas in the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov. The only other person in modern times from the tzaddikim of the 20th century where you see this approach of his chachas and kabbalas and all of this was Rabbi Arla Roth. You see, by Rabbi Arla also such, he also had these his chachas and chassidus. And an outspoken, I'm not talking about that tzaddikim and chabad are always completely open with, you know, the inyan of chassidus, what I'm saying, but to try to rejuvenate chassidus with his chachas and with these kind of kabbalas, and not to be silent or hidden about the uniqueness of Avodas HaChassidus. The Rebbe was a big chiddush in this inyan. Rabbi Arla was like that too. So hinei mekabelized kedushas for Avodas HaChassidus. I'm mekabel upon myself the kedusha and the Avodas HaChassidus. Kedei she'ezke al yada l'chabes l'taher is gufi v'nafshi. Said I should be zoicha through this Kabbalah, through chassidus, avodas chassidus, kedushas and avodas chassidus. I should be zoicha l'chabes l'taher, to completely cleanse and purify as gufi v'nafshi, my body and my nefesh, u'l'kadsham b'kedushas akel hakadosh, and to sanctify them with the kedusha of akel hakadosh. Ulukashram Bavadosa Yisbarach, and to attach my nefesh and my guf. Ulukashram Bavadosa Yisbarach, Birotzen Machshava Dibur Maisa. With Rotzen Machshava thought, Dibur words and Maisa. Kiyosed Shaloi Simait. Like a Yosed, you know, like you, when you put the tent in, what's it called? You know, you drive into the. Huh? The pick or the pitch, whatever that is, I don't know, that you drive it, shall I see my, that it won't budge, something that won't budge. That's how it should be, that my guf and my nefesh should be attached and bound to Avodas Hashem. The rods to machshava deeper my Isaac, yosef shall I see my. Me'ata, b'koyach ha'tayra, shenos na'koyach li'ish yisrael, l'hakdish gam behem ha'achdushas ha'guf. And now the person says, with this koyach that the Torah has given to a Jewish person, lahakdish gam behema, to completely and totally sanctify an animal, a smelly nothing of an animal, af kedushas haguf, and to lift it up and to fill it with kedushas haguf. To such a degree, right, that if a person is moral and is chayiv karis, he's in trouble. So the person says in his Kabbalah, b'koyach hazeh, with this koyach that Hashem has given a Jew, You see that. You see in today's parasha. You see in Kadosh and Tiyu that Rav Gufi Tar Tliyimba. That you see that the Baruch Shalom said that over here should be Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, that every single Jew should come to hear the words Kadosh and Tiyu. Everybody should hear Kadosh and Tiyu. He Kadosh Ani Hashem Lekechem. That all Jews should hear such a thing Kadosh and Tiyu. And when Chazal say Rav Gufi Tar Tliyimba, what does it mean now according to what we're learning? Rav Gufei Tar Tliyimba. Rashi brings down that the majority of the, so what we learned when we were growing up, when we just read it in the English or whatever, you read it in the Rashi, the way we understand is most of the, this Torah of Kadosh has a lot of mitzvahs in it. And most of the great principles and mitzvahs of the Torah are depending upon Parashas Kadosh. Because there are a lot of mitzvahs. That the pnimius of what the Torah is saying, now that what we're learning, the pnimius is that when a Jew understands and he's makabel upon himself, kedushas haTorah, kedushim tiyu. That's why Hashem's Baruch wanted it should be said by Hakel. It should be that all Yidden should come there. Because when there is that official acceptance of kedushas Yisrael and kedushas haTorah, then Roiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo. That means that your entire observance of mitzvahs, like the Rebbe's father said, Ushmarku Rasisa, my son. That if there's a Kabbalah of Kedusha Satira, and a Jew accepts upon himself to live a life of Kedusha, that's the opening of the parasha, Kedoshim Tiyu. Those are very amazing words, Kedoshim Tiyu. That a person has such an ability to do that, and to change his life in such a way, to the point that Hashem says, "Kedushas Imam, Kedushas Imam, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem," that you could do that, but I'm still better than you. Hashem says, whatever that means, it's a very deep Rashi. But Kedushas Imam, Kedushas Imam, but to such a point that a person can accept upon himself Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushim Tiyu. The Koyach Hazad, the Rebbe says, with this Koyach, Ani Oymed Ata Lefnei Hashem, with this amazing strength that Hashem gave to a Jew, to Mekadosh, even a Behema, with this strength, I come before you, Hashem, I stand before you, Hashem. The Koyach Hazad, Ani Oymed Ata Lefnei Hashem. Vehenini Meshabed, Machnia, Umavatel Asatzmi, and I mishabed myself, a machnia myself, to be mishabed, to completely give myself over to you, a machnia, and to humble my vatlas atzmi gufi nafshi ruchi when the shmos labadosi is bach to the serving Hashem is bach. Vahashem she'ena moyes ba'kedushas Yisrael. And Rabbi Yishlam, you would never ever reject or be in any way disgusted or turn away kedushas Yisrael. La yimas gam bi. Don't turn me away. Don't reject me. Because a person feels that, how could somebody all of a sudden become so different? And the person knows Maris Navsho, he knows all of his shortcomings and faults. So that's what prevents us from taking upon ourselves such things and making these kabbalas. A person sees himself as worse than the behemah. And you tell him that, listen, you have the ability to say Harezu Oila, Harezu Chattas, you could change the animal from being a behemah to being hektish. So the person thinks, yeah, no, because that's a behemoth. If I would be so good like that behemoth, behemoth didn't do any aveiros, but I did aveiros. What did behemoth do? He does nothing. He doesn't have a bechira, and he just does whatever Hashem has told him to do. So, but that's not the point. The behemoth. The point is that when you say the words regarding this behemoth, Harezu Oila, with all of your problems and all of your faults and all of the nyanah that you have, the koyach that you have can create a metzias of hektish That's the Koach HaDibur that a Yid has. Maybe that's why after we learn Tazriya Mitzrayim, then it comes to Achamayis Kedoshim. So the whole meaning of the parashas of Tazriya Mitzrayim is the Kedushas HaDibur of a Jew, right? The Tzaraas. The Kedushas HaDibur that I was talking about last Shabbos morning, that a person should realize that's the meaning of bringing the Eitz Eras, of bringing the, as part of the Tikkun of the person who spoke Lashon Hara, to bring from the powerful tree, the cedar tree, the wood of the Eitz Eras, because that a Yid has to realize how great he is, what koichus he has. That every word that he says, like we learned there from Rabbi Yochanan last Shabbos, that every word that a Jew says, it's mamish poil, it changes the whole mitzvahs. The Ramban says that you see that there was Ashkocha Pratis, that in those days that a Jew said something, and then there would be things growing on the walls, so he said, on his clothing and his crazy machlis and all kinds of weird patches and things, diseases growing all over the place. What? Makar Hadib, a guy can't do that. A guy can't be polite. He could hurt somebody's feelings, a guy. He could make you feel bad. But it doesn't cause anything to happen in the universe when a guy says a bad word or he says something to you. It doesn't mean anything. But a Jew that says something, the Koach HaDibur is so great that the Ramban says it could change the whole mitzvah. The whole universe has changed. The Koach HaDibur, the Teva, the Ashgacha Pratis, is drawn down into the world in such a way where the house starts to have funny things in the clothing and the person's body. The Koach HaDibur. So the inyan of the eras, we learned that the inyan of that wood from the cedar tree, of course, the ezev and the shnitalas is humble, very, very humble, because you were a balgaiva, that's why you're speaking about other people. But the cure, the cure to that is that don't think that your words don't mean anything. Don't say that, who am I? I'm a nobody. So what could I, so what did I do? So I said a bad word, get over it. Get over it, what did I do? I made such a big deal. With my words, they could be piles of things. So that's what the Torah is saying. The eighth error is the powerful cedar tree says that you know that you're a very, very powerful person. The person is merdik koiches. With the dibur, like we learned from Rav Kook and Shabbos, that the koich hadibur is, he says, is lamala michochnas hametzius. Because Hashem, before there was anything physical in the world, Hashem spoke. Speaking is higher than the world. Speaking is before the world. Speaking makes the world. And it still does, and it still changes the world. The Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, Hu Omar V'yei, Tzivav Nevro. So the person has to understand that every word that I say, every word is famous. It's very, very strong, very powerful, my words. That's how the Tikkun comes. So after the parashiyas of Tazrim Mitzrayim, then you come to the parashiyas of Achamayis Kedoshim. Achamayis is the Avodah Yom Kippur and Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu. Achamayis, all the Kedush of Arayis, all the parashiyas of Arayis that we read on Yom Kippur. And the Kedushas Yisrael, that a Jewish body is holy. A Jewish body is holy. I remember many years ago, I was asked to speak someplace for a hatzola made like a barbecue or something. And they asked me to say something, and I said, it's a funny time to talk about barbecues. And it was outdoors, it wasn't there to talk. But I said, no. But I didn't know that like a lot of these different events that these holy people want to raise money, they just want to have like a couple of words, like a sideshow, you know what I'm saying? To have like part of the thing, because it's not nice if you don't have some rabbi say a couple of words. And I guess some people told them that they should ask me this, but they made a mistake. They didn't realize like I take that very seriously, you know. So it was a big mistake on my part, because I was very young, and I sat around thinking before what to talk about, you know, in Avoda, and there was just like 200 people walking around with plates. and like, you know, throwing ketchups to each other and stuff. And I was saying the whole vart from Rav Kook on Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, and Kedushas HaGuf from Silia, and I made a big mistake. I should have switched, but I had faith that the Olam is, you know, may would want to hear something about, you know, about that. And it was a big mistake. And I know that people thought it was crazy. You know, it was talking about Mashiach. What was Rav Kook talking about Mashiach ben Yosef? I was trying to explain that the Kedushas HaGuf of a Jew, you know, that a Jewish body is so holy. A Jewish body is so holy. And this is while, you know, this one's screaming past the fries in his head. So I'm saying that the body of a Yid, Mashiach ben Yosef is the Kedushas HaGuf. The Kedushas HaGashim, the Kedushas HaGuf. Well, Rav Kook's Torah on that. Kedushas HaGuf of a Jew, do you know what it means? The flesh and the blood and the bones of a Jew is Hekdesh Mamish. The Baruch Shem is Makdesh a Jew. And that's what I was talking about, that Hatzol to appreciate what it means that there are people that are concerned with helping and saving and rescuing Jews where the Kedushas HaGuf is being endangered and so on, the body of a Jew is being endangered, like, you know. So it was like totally inappropriate for the event, you know? But that's what it is. Kedoshim tiyu ki kodesh ani Hashem. The person realizes. So you see, achrimais kedoshim. So the parashias of Gilei Raiz. Those parashias is that you have to behave when it comes to these nyonim, you know, about, you know, things with a man and a woman. All of these things. So from where does a Jew have the koyches to do that? If a person looks at himself like everybody else in the street, that's the problem. The boys are going to yeshiva and they look at themselves like anybody else, except the only thing that makes me different from the guy on television or from the guy in the, you know, down the block or whatever it is, the only thing that makes me different is that I got these crazy laws, like that. How can it be day and night with all these laws? He doesn't see himself as Be'etzim being somebody different. He sees himself as a teenager. Because my misfortune is that I was brought up in a Jewish home. That's my misfortune. Where Johnny down the block, he's having a ball. You know, I'm going with my father, Matzah Shabbos, to Yeshivas Masmidim or something, you know. Father and son learning. And Johnny is going to, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend outing. I'm going to father son, you know what I mean? He's going to boyfriend girlfriend. And this is my misfortune. This is my misfortune. A Jew sees, a kid sees himself like anybody else. The Baruch Shem comes as Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem. It means that a Jew's not the same. It's different. The Kedushas Yisrael, and to appreciate Kedushas Yisrael, and have to give that over to the children, to feel that Kedushas Yisrael, and to understand that a Jewish body can't be defiled with things like this. It's not because someone's is yelling at you, don't do it. Someone's yelling at you, don't do it. You see, you can go through certain neighborhoods, you can see on a Sunday morning, you can see, especially the weather starts to get a little bit nice, you can see, you know, going out Sunday morning, polishing their cars. You ever see that? Go take a ride like through Bensonhurst. The old-fashioned, I mean, you know, everybody's out there polishing their cars. I used to see in Washington Heights when I was in Yeshiva, that on Sunday they were putting in the new parts that they stole, you know, from other cars. Thousands of people are like installing their new things. Putting in stuff. Thousands of people. And this guy got his brand new, souped up, super duper car that's like 6 feet. He has to take a ladder to get into the car. It's 6 feet off the ground. And he put in all these different inyana and he shined it and he polished it. You see him standing here and doing it. And he's so proud and he's got super duper simonizing this lotion. You know, he takes such good care of that. He's so careful with his car, what to do and where to go, because he has such a chosh of a car. And if somebody leans on the car, hey, you know, you can get shot for that. Just the guy leaned on the car. Did you wipe your sleeve before you leaned on my car? What do you think you're doing over here? That's my car. Don't lean on my car. Such an Indian that he has with his car, right? He appreciates his car, so he takes care of his car, and he doesn't take it into. He's not going to drive through some filth and some soot and some dirt because he's got his car. Yod Asher Kaneu, V'chama Eves Balav Ami Lo Yod Yisolei Esboina. That a Jew to understand what does it mean? What kind of a model body he has? What kind of a make he is? that a Jew is Bosom Ibsari Etzimat Samai Bosom Ibsari Kivyochel Chelikal Kamimal Chelikal Kamimal, that a Yid has a Chelikal Kamimal, that he has within him the living God himself. Chelikal Kamimal. So when a person hears Kedoshim Tiyu, then the Baruch Shem says, you know, if you would know who you are, you would take that upon yourselves, a life of Kedusha, and Kedusha is Haguf. So then it's not a kasha, how could I manage the parasha of Arayus? You know, how could I deal with the girl down the block? Or how could I, you know, overcome these taivas and these Yetzaharas? So when a person understands what it means, Kedusha is Haguf. But a person doesn't think like that. A person doesn't feel that he has such. And in this way, a Kabbalah is very strong. And a Kabbalah helps a lot. That's what the Rebbe is saying. V'yashres kudushos ayolai. Rabbi Shalom, bring upon me the kudushos Yisrael. B'chol malkim she'eya, so that wherever I am, wherever I will be, b'chol olam she'ematzei, in any world that I'm in, tia kedushas Hashem chayfeches alai, that the kedusha of Hashem should be hovering upon me, should be upon me, kedushas Hashem chayfeches alai, u'b'shiva ananei kavod yakifeini, and with the seven clouds of glory surround me, that wherever I go, it shouldn't be that when you see me in my shul or just in my neighborhood, in the house or whatever, that I'm like a yid. But when I'm someplace further away, so then it's like a different person. I had this conversation years ago with a Chassidish guy in the mountains. The guy was wearing Bermudas and he was wearing a t-shirt. It's not nefer to wear Bermudas and t-shirt, especially in the summer. It's not nefer, but he would never be caught dead like that back on the avenue. You'd never be caught dead like that. So I said to him, "What are you dressing? What's the matter with you? How are you dressed like this?" He said, "No. You know, a little bit vacation, a little bit from the." I said, "Why don't we? I should go right now with this outfit and go right back to the hood." And to drive, you know, to take a walk on Lee Avenue in your outfit. So that over here, I'm not saying that a Jew can't dress this way or that way. That's not the point. The point is, either it is or it isn't for you something. What is it? It's a uniform, or is it something that is a manifestation of Kedushas Yisrael? If it's a uniform, you understand that when you're in one place you wear this uniform, in another place you wear a different uniform. But if it's an outgrowth of Kedushas Yisrael, if that's what you believe it is, that's what your teachers think it is, that's what you were taught, that's what your rebbeim think it is. you wouldn't see the same or the pupa, the satma, you wouldn't see them in Bermudas in the mountains. Because by them, by the tzaddikim, it's an outgrowth of Kedushas Yisrael. So then, when you're on vacation, what does that mean, to be on vacation? Vacation means to relax. Vacation doesn't mean that all of a sudden you become like a, you know, an all-American boy. That's not what it means, vacation. So a person says that b'chol makom she'eya, wherever I am, b'chol olam she'ematzei, and whatever world I find myself in, tia kedushas Hashem chayfeches alai. So you have guys that over the years have told me, you know, they go on business trips, and they go to these places, you know, whatever, they have to be in hotels, sometimes even Shabbos. A lot of the guys from the shul have to go to these places, be in hotels, you know, and it's such a miserable thing. They have the television, you know, even such taivas, and they go to these places. So if a person be makabel upon himself, Kedushas Yisrael, before he walks into the hotel, before he goes into that place, and he says over the words like this, Ki kedushas Hashem chayfefes alav. That the kedusha of Hashem should be chayfefes. Like, what are you supposed to do? That's his parnasa. They told him he has to go to this thing. He has to go to this convention or to this meeting in the hotel. He has to go there. Ki kedushas Hashem chayfefes alav. That it doesn't have to become, you see the energy that gives you, that it doesn't have to be a milchama. If a person comes to such things with Kabbalahs and with clarity, then it's not a milchama. He doesn't feel like that he's that he can't handle the Yetzirah of it, you know. If you go to work and a person says that before he goes to work, each day or when he starts that week, whatever it is, that month, that person says, Mekabel upon myself, and with a Kabbalah Chamur, that no matter what it looks like, I'm not going to shake a woman's hand. No matter what. And I'm a Kabbalah upon myself all the Yisurim of the possibility of being looked at funny, of being fired, the possibility of all of those possibilities, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself, a Kabbalah Gemur, the Kedusha Saguf Yisrael, not to touch the hand of a woman. It would make a huge difference that each time it's not like, oh, you know, here comes the executive chief, head emperor of I don't know what, I don't know the names of any companies, Pizza Hut. I don't know, I passed by it once. So this, so she sticks out her hand, and all my bosses are standing there looking. This is it, now they're all looking at me. Is he going to shake him? Is he going to bring shame and humiliation upon our company and cause us to lose $4 billion and to fall off all the charts because he doesn't shake that lady's hand? It's all havel havolim. It's all havel havolim. Person stands to lose much more than his job when he shakes the hand. And you heard this hatha, you heard that hatha, all games, all narishkei, hatayim. You lose much more when you touch the hand than when you don't touch the hand. And a person comes in, and if each time it's a struggle, each time it's a milchama, if a person comes with a Kabbalah, that look, it's whatever reason, I'm not zeicher to sit all day in the bismedrash. I have to go to work. So in the meantime, that's the gzeira that I have to go to be in a place with other people that are so far from Kedushas Yisrael. But I, and you say your name, I, Moshe Ben Sora, whatever it is, Yaakov Ben Rivka, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself. Belev Sholem, the Kabbalah Gemur, Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Guf Yisrael, and that I'm not going to defile my body in this office. So then it doesn't. Then it's not each time that it's not. Oyvei, what's going to be and how could it be? Of course, you do it. You have to always with the ne'imas. You try in a nice way. I'm not saying that. You know, it's not like you open up your shirt and show big ass and say I'm a yid. You know, no, you're the ne'imas. With ne'imas, you say in a nice way. And you say whatever. There are different luschos that a person can use to be nice and to say to the ne'imas and so on. But to go in such a way, then a person doesn't worry about achrei ma'is because it's kedoshim to you. Achrei ma'is is all the inyanim of arayis, and person has all kinds of problems. So ani Hashem kedoshim to you, ani Hashem, and that's what it means. Raiv gufei tayit luyin bo. Same thing when it comes to being honest. At work, in Parsh Kedoshim, Lesas Avu B'Mishpat. Well, you see the mitzvahs of Chayshim Mishpat in this parasha. Also, you know, I could use the money, and if I just lie a little bit, I can make a lot of money, right? I can make a lot of money a little bit to play this game. Kedoshim to you. That seems a pretty Rav Gufei Tarit Luyin Po. When a person accepts that. Then it's b'chol makim she'ayeh, b'chol oylam she'emotzei, tia kedushas Hashem chayfefes alai. Then I'm protected by the kedushas Hashem, which is chayfefes alai, which hovers over me. U'b'shiva nani akovid yekifeini, and Hashem will surround me and protect me. with the seven clouds. So wherever I go, those clouds go with me. They go with me. And you know what? When you act with Kedushas Yisrael, then the people at work, they look at you and they appreciate you. As long as you're nice and you're friendly and so on, you talk nice to everybody, then they look at that and they appreciate it. The same way when a Jewish woman, a Jewish girl dresses in the proper way, that becomes, there's a chain, there's a beauty to that. There's a chain, there's a beauty, it's appreciated. It's something regal and beautiful. And the person has a shmir. I always say to somebody, there are women that when they go someplace, they go in such a way that they should be invisible. If a woman wants to be invisible, she can be invisible. And if a woman wants to be visible, she knows how to be visible. And then she gets annoyed when the truck driver passes by and whistles and yells out something crude, right? Oh, how dare he. You know exactly what you were doing when you get dressed, because there's no lady that leaves the house without looking 50 times in the mirror. So you didn't want the truck driver to whistle at you, but you wanted to be very, very visible and seen. That's what you wanted. But a woman who wants to be invisible, she knows how to be invisible. They know how to be invisible. To be visible only for a husband, to be invisible to all other eyes, they know how to do that. It's a big koyach that a woman has. If she wants, then there could be seven clouds of Hashem to surround her wherever she goes. Wherever she goes. And if she doesn't want those clouds, then wherever she goes, then the truck driver isn't noticing, everybody else is looking. Everybody's. That's the way it is. That's what it means. B'shiva nani kovid yakifeini, to be surrounded b'shiva nani kovid. For now and forever. All right, it's late. We'll continue as a shabbat.